didn't need a laptop today.
Nope.
Still got three microphones off. Yep, that's good. Actually, if you could move your microphone a bit closer to your chin, and you can move yours a bit down, so it's not right from your mouth. That's good. Okay, looks good. Okay. What?
I'll take one system.
Okay.
Actually, I guess first thing, I'll just sort of give a really sort of brief, version of what we have to do.
Interesting stuff at the meeting. Okay.
Yep.
Like timeline.
And people that I was just copying the one straight over the other document, so it's all whatever. Okay, yeah. I think that's fine.
You see it? Oh, that's the same. And I'm not sure if we need the outline as a prototype. I mean, what we're going to put into that?
Well, just sort of. Well, the thing is, yeah, we're going to be touching on all that during the other part.
Yeah, because I mean, that's basically what we're doing here, isn't it? The whole.
Yeah. Well, it's just something that he had mentioned in the previous, like just to sort of have a prototype together and sort of saying that, you know, we could potentially do that.
Yeah, we could find something. This could be just some. Just describe some screenshots or something.
Yeah, sure. Like the thing is, I was thinking, even in the stuff that I was doing, I mean, just throw the screenshots in there when you talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, you can either have, we can just ignore that.
Yeah, I have that at the very end screenshot, but that didn't show up on this page, so that didn't
know. Yeah, you can either have, yeah, it's a screenshot there and stuff. You can have screenshots by the thing, each one, or have just a bunch of them in one section.
Anyways, so it's just very general structure. I guess from this we can just pop in our little blurbs and
Yeah. I've written the topic segmentation.
Alright, cool. So I don't know if there's other stuff that you think should be done to this, I could do that before I mail it to you guys. Otherwise.
Yeah.
Did someone else wanna throw it together? Actually, I can probably still throw it together if you want. Put your parts into this one.
I think Penelope should be.
Yeah.
Let's just cut out the middle man.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that would
be like.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's up to you if you want to keep going with that. I'm happy to do some as well. I have lots of time tonight. And then we'll send it to you. You can do the final revision.
Yeah.
And so
I'll look at it like when my usual working hours are like from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock or something.
I know, you're always online. It always makes me feel bad because when I go to bed at like 1, you're still online. You never go to bed. Yeah, you pretend. Always busy. Yeah, right. Yeah, so maybe.
But I'm never online in the morning, so.
Yeah.
No one is.
So.
Okay. So I'll send it off to you.
Yeah, do
what
you
want
to do
with
it first,
okay.
And then I'll
sabotage it.
Yeah.
And I'll send it out to you again.
Was there anything else we wanted to add to the timeline? I mean, essentially, was what?
Yeah.
You can't see it or like the
overall. Oh, there's more.
Well, that's
the original. Oh, this is the one that. Okay.
Yeah, it's just copied straight up.
Probably want to think about if you want to change the goals and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think. One thing that we could probably skip totally is the removing things from the quality of life.
That's what I thought as well. I mean, are we actually going to attempt that?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so either. Yeah.
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 I think that's going to be, we don't even know how to approach that at the moment, I think.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to have to say what we could have done if we had more time. Good future work thing, isn't it? Sticking the conclusion.
Yeah.
The final report. Should have we had more time?
Yeah, that's right.
Unless we're describing some sort of time warp thing.
Yeah.
So maybe, I mean, we should definitely, well, we could probably not put it under this heading, but put it under changes since the initial specification and say, we decided the time is too short.
Or there are more important things to do with our time.
We prefer to concentrate on the main. And I think we should probably comment explicitly on the milestones here as well and say we managed to meet these milestones. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's a section.
Like, you know, develop prototype GUI, we managed that nicely.
Best file on target or something.
Yeah, put it good.
Well,
plus or minus 3 days.
He doesn't have to know exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm finished, but.
So I've only got 6 days to do the topic segment. Oh, Jesus.
And you can say, we're still aiming for the development to be complete in March 8th or something.
Speaking of characterization, it's supposed to be done already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
For one of those, something that you want to change and delete from our list of expectations?
Give me a week and I'll tell you the answer.
Should we put a hint that something like that might happen into the document?
Maybe the speech characterization may get slimmer.
Yeah, okay. That's right. I really want to do it. I mean, it's not going to be difficult. If at least have all the information pop up that is already in the metadata file.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be no work at all.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be something there.
Yeah, we won't make it disappear, but we might thin it down a bit. But we might not, you never know. We might have time.
Yeah. They might turn out easier than thought.
The topic segmentation with LC Seg and textiles basically done. It just needs to be done.
Tuned,
search the parameter space, man, or something. See what happens.
Yeah, sounds good. What else? We should probably do another responsibility of packages as well. That's what he hinted that we should also indicate who's responsible for what from now on.
We could probably just copy that straight over the other one as well.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's essentially the same as it was. More detail.
Well, you could put, I don't know.
You could probably. No. enough long time to look at that before tomorrow.
Yeah, we could just make it up.
So,
like I'll claim one, you claim the other for the search things, and then we can leave that one as a joint one.
Yeah.
Have you managed any further on the search thing?
I found finally today something that I can build it in, and it, I should have something for tomorrow. I should have, you know, at least, very least, have a GUI. I want to get something. I want to see this. I want to get it together. I have an image in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, my intent is to work on these things tomorrow a bit more as well. So I don't know if you send it in the afternoon. Well, maybe I can add a few sentences to what I'm done.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, you can write the sentences first as well. I mean, with the intention of
it's done.
Sometimes it's a bit of a motivating factor too. I mean, you write down the words and the ideas and oh, okay, we'll do this.
How about the underlying data for it, for the inverted file? How's that coming along?
Well, I still like struggling with Java stuff. I think I was wondering about that is, I haven't looked at it so much, but if any case know how we could do that, like from the extract words that you did, like also in extract timestamps and...
Easy, yeah. When he pulls up the segments, part of that, one of the attributes, you do get attributes, call the method get attributes, it returns a list of attributes, search through those, and then just you can, that'll tell you what attributes it's got.
Okay.
And then you can do it automatically, or you can just hard code and say, look, get me the timestamps. So you just say, get attribute input, I think the method's called get attribute, and it's called start time and end time.
Okay.
And that'll tell you the start times and end times.
Okay.
I think it returns a double.
Okay.
And
I can just put it in.
Yeah, that's on the non-right element.
What on
the object is a non-right element.
Okay.
What's it doing? Can you
imagine?
So is there, have you made another mBrowser? Is there something that I should?
There is, but I made a lot of changes to it, so I might just delete what I've done and copy them from yours, because I'm sure you've probably made some changes already.
Not since you looked at it last.
Since Friday?
No.
Okay.
But I will tonight, that's the point.
All right. Okay. I thought you said that you had written some things that maybe have caught some bugs and that you were going to fix those on the weekend or something.
No.
Oh, okay.
After the weekend. Weekend is out.
All of their stuff out there. Actually, I'm going to try and minimize the amount of changes I make to mBrowser anyways. Shouldn't be an issue. Actually, just to clarify, last week when we were talking about our search results, like if we have topics as well as transcripts as well as summaries, do we want separate result panes? For each of those, or do we want them all in one pane with like an icon or a different color or something to indicate what type of result they are, so that when they, you know, click on that, it's going to go to the relevant thing. Like just if they check all three, say, topics, have three different windows come up, or three like.
At the moment, is there a window that comes up, or is that a second result pane, or is that, you know, does the window get larger?
What we sort of discussed last week was to have it sort of on the same window. So it'll be on the search window, the bottom half of the search window.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we still want to keep it that way, but that's what it's going to be working on.
Yeah.
So it's just like you click those and it just loads up. Yeah,
splits
that thing into two or three or whatever it is. One, two, or three, depending on which ones you check. And then, so if you want to do it that way, like it probably doesn't matter too much. Just trying to think if there's going to be any other issues down the road.
You confused me. Do you have three separate windows for the three separate different types of results?
No, just panes, just result panes.
Okay, not three different.
No. Okay, good. So,
right.
So it's just when we click, topics and summaries for what we want to search, then it'll load.
Yeah,
there'll be two result panes.
Yeah.
So stuff with all the tabs. I don't
know,
really.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of a tab in that case.
But then you can see all of them at the same time.
But you wouldn't want to compare the result, the topic, one topic result with one summary result, would you?
No, but the thing is, if you're looking, if you check them both,
if you get results for the same meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
the
summary and topic and transcript.
That's true.
Or we could just put them all into one result pane.
Yeah. I mean, we could order them by meeting, for example.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I guess that's the other thing, whether we want
to
have this
how to order.
Reorder by.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you know, that's even the second step. The first question is, do we want to order them? How do we want to order them in the first place?
Yeah. Yeah, probably by meeting makes most sense. I mean, essentially they're temp, you know, in time order, so yeah, that kind of makes most sense.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Should be an easy. No, I don't know. Should be fairly easy, I guess.
Yeah, why don't you just color code those?
Yeah.
The results to.
Sometimes
two
in
colors.
Case like that, like a run across in other languages, just that it's hard to tell what kind of object it was originally once it's put into like a list box or something. It's hard to tell whether it was a transcript or whatever. And then if we're highlighting something in the transcript window, it may be difficult to get that information back once it's just in a list box, an item in a list box.
But no, but if you,
where's it coming from?
If you do it straight from, you know, you get the result, and then there's some if statement saying straight on the, you know, rock bottom level saying if you found a segment, then color it, print it
right.
In red or whatever, and
yeah.
As opposed to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like from past experience. There's goofy little things that happen, and just to let you save certain things, and it just kind of.
Well,
trying to
have
do a different kind of to go to a different window. So if you want to go to the actual highlight the transcript or highlight the topic.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
At that point, that's sort of where it starts getting a little bit tricky because
you're
working with
imagine.
An event handler within the one panel or list box or whatever it is. And,
I see. Yeah.
So, there are ways around it, but yeah, whether I'll be able
to you have
to
use actions
for tomorrow, yeah, or delegates or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment it works. It works with highlighting in the transcript window, doesn't it? So.
I think you were saying that as long as we implement that interface, it should work with anything that we do, like highlighting. Yeah. I think that was saying that.
What do you mean it should work with anything?
Wasn't Jonathan saying something like that? I think it was just like, as long as we implement one of these interfaces for this particular type of window, we should be able to have that highlighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean the whole what fills the transcription box and all of these boxes is a special sort of pane made by Knight. So
okay.
I'm not sure what it's called now. I don't know what it's called, and that comes with a whole load of highlighting. Extras as well, as I said,
okay.
You know,
if
you left click on something, for example, it highlights automatically.
Okay.
So maybe it comes with something clever as well.
Maybe I should use that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called a Knight text pane or something.
No, I'm sure there's not pane in it. Knight. I don't know.
Text.
Yeah, something like that. Nom text area. Is that
it? Mine's called Nom.
Yeah. Why? What's
why?
Nom anyway?
Knight object model.
Oh, okay.
Knight object model, I think. That's what I mean. But the removing the displacements, have you done anything with that yet? Because I was wondering how we're going to write it back to HTML, I mean XML, if we did the processing, writing it back to XML,
I think we were just going to have that as words, like not as a synonym, just sort of
as a blob of text.
What was that then?
Text file.
Well, transcript. No, because then we need all the other data from one particular transcript.
It will very much limit what you can do with it if it's not in XML. There is some bizarre method that puts things back into XML.
Why do we want it in XML though? I mean, I thought we just selectively write the XML that we've got. So as opposed to
select what we want, just take bits of the XML, take certain segments.
Only print out certain segments, the segments that we want. Just selectively. At the moment it prints out all of them.
Yeah,
we'll
just
put an if loop in it that leaves out some of the print statements.
Okay.
Not store it at all whatsoever.
Okay. That
because
this
says something different there, that's what.
That's sort of what
we're doing. Oh, right.
And written to
actually,
a file that would ever be done. But that will mean that you can only do things on, because you can do things on word level. So yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, if we're going to do the XML, then fine.
We're not going to do much more than just look at the room, like the text will remove these fluencies, because we're not going to search it and we're not going to like listen to it.
Yeah.
Since we're not doing the audio thing.
Yeah.
So
what?
I guess just displaying it is.
It's
right.
Yeah, you don't really need to do much more with it. Yeah, that's right.
But it was like, well, how would we display them? Like, if we do take these fluencies out and just.
It would just be a blurb, like a summary. It won't look like, it won't say speaker X says this, speaker Y says that, speaker Z says this.
Once we extract that out of the file when we create the text file.
Yeah, and then it will look ugly probably because it will look just black and white.
That's true.
Unless you want to start
trying. Probably the best thing to do, as you
said. I don't think it's going to take long to produce anyway. It's just another. I mean, these meetings are not endlessly long, it's just words, and to print all of them out. Selectively.
It does it on the fly anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So then it just goes through and says that this word equals that imprint.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of this statements.
You could nearly do it together with the transcription, with the original transcription, have them run parallel. So if certain, if it's a proper word, print it on both panes, and if it's not a proper word, then print it only on one. But I mean that's fancy, but
you probably could actually. That's probably not that difficult. You just think fatten the code out a bit.
Yeah. But then, the good way of doing it not together is that if someone doesn't want to look at the chop file, then you don't ever have to produce it. But I mean you can write something like we'll try and do it on the fly and observe if that's gonna take too long. If it's gonna take too long, we'll think about writing it to a file and doing
just
it offline.
Just PDF statements,
I just think it's probably been used like XSLT to kind of just transform it and flip it into
what's that?
Just transforms style sheet
XML. Oh right.
Style sheet, and then it's kind of like there's usually things built in to, well, it should be built into Java and to process XML. Like, it just creates whatever file it's going to be in. It's been a couple of years since I've looked at any of this, but that might even be an easier way. And then that way we could even pre-process that beforehand. I don't know. Well, we don't want to have to do that, right?
Put it back into XML with Java. Even trying to read it in XML with Java was complicated enough. I gave up doing that.
Oh, really?
Devolved it back to Knight stuff because it was much easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can do it with Knight stuff, do it with Knight
stuff.
Okay. Java trying to do that, it was just so complicated. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it. You have to start defining object models like the Knight thing and get all bizarre.
Some
weird things.
Actually, I was thinking I might try and talk to, was it Jonathan and Gene? Like, just to see what system they use to develop this stuff. Because it would be nice to have all the tools there and just like have the object model and just kind of like plug and play with everything and just to actually use the system, at a higher level rather than kind of, playing around with a little bit of code and modifying their code and doing some of that. It'd be nice to just sort of see what they're doing. So I might try and contact them, see if there's guidance they can give us, just to get things, I don't know, moving at a higher level, I guess. Seems to be more interesting to use it as a real developer would. It just seems like a little tinkering here and there, just adding a couple of things.
That's what programming is all about, I'm afraid.
No, no, it shouldn't be. No, it should be higher level. It should be conceptual and, you know, coming up with the brilliant ideas and then just, you know, bringing those to reality.
Yeah, maybe. That's the higher people. Well, I mean, yeah, why don't you put both of those ideas into that paragraph and say you'll have a look at both or something, if you want to do it. I personally don't want to mess with writing files or anything at the moment. I want to do it superficially.
Like the thing that I was thinking there as well is once it's done for, you know, one meeting, it's done.
Yeah.
It's a file, text file or XML or whatever it is. But yeah, it doesn't make any difference really either way to me. So if it's fast enough on the fly, then sure. That's about the only issue I have with on the fly, whether it's fast enough.
Yeah.
Especially with Java and all that crap. If it's loading the file, then doing all this processing.
Well, it has already loaded it anyway.
Yeah, it's after it's loaded it. Yeah. It's just a for loop, really.
Yeah.
Fine,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, it runs out of memory.
Yeah.
So, shall we all write a letter or two about future work as well?
Yeah, I'm thinking of future work in my own section, but
right.
I said what I've done so far and what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well, maybe you could.
Some issues. Yeah.
Maybe you could split that up and.
Like into each.
Yeah, like here is what we've done already, and then, you know, down here.
There's a bit of continuity if you do that, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Sometimes it's easier to have the topic in its own intersections.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So you talk about three characters and see where you're coming.
That does make sense, but maybe at the end, maybe just a point form of, you know, things that. We're still maybe working on
goals
or something.
That's right.
Bullet points.
No, maybe.
Because if you have a discursive thing here and then another discursive thing there,
yeah,
if they're not together, you lose a lot of the.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Sounds good.
So
anything else anyone wants to talk about? We all have sleep, don't we? Burnt out. What? Maybe asleep. So we're all still writing our summaries, sending them to you. You send it on
or
to
or she'll just take. She can take it from there. Doesn't matter. Or
how kind.
What? Yeah, I can. Yeah, sure. If you want to send them to me. So.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, that's a good idea. I'll take one quick look over, try and get it as good as I think that way.
Yeah.
You stick it together, and she'll shine it.
Yeah.
And then send it on to us so that we can nod.
And correct back any like. Things that I thought was wrong
with
me,
or whatever.
Like, no.
So we're changing dialogue back.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
I haven't used my pen.
Oh
God. Good job you reminded me. I thought it was Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to have a line.
Tough days of that, yeah.